Hello, we're in a state, in a lesson about learning from a descent. Through the state of an ascent, we're continuing from excerpt number 8. You can ask questions on CAP TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, learning about the descent from the state of an ascent, excerpt number 8 from Rabash, you shall not plant yourself in Asherah by the altar. Every descent is a trial. If a person can endure the trial, meaning that the thought that comes to a person causes him to see that he is under the governance of Kedusha or not. During the descent, a person can see that at the time of an ascent, his whole structure was built on the will to receive for oneself. During the descent, a person cannot make any calculations, but afterward, when he receives nearing from above once more, which comes to a person by what is written, I am the Lord, who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity, meaning that even though a person is still in the authority of self-love, still an illumination comes to him from above, called an awakening from above. At that time, he must awaken the state of descent that he had by himself and think what was the reason he received the descent and what he must correct so as not to come into a descent once more. A person must believe that the fact that he suffered a descent is because he was thrown from above. This is why he fell into such lowliness. At that time, he can work on himself, correct corrections, so he does not fall again, since he must believe that the descent is a correction for him. We'll read it again. Every descent is a trial. If a person can endure the trial, meaning that the thought that comes to a person causes him to see if he is under the governance of Kedusha or not. During the descent, a person can see that at the time of ascent, the whole structure was built on the will to receive for oneself. During the descent, a person cannot make any calculations, but afterward, when he receives nearing from above once more, which comes to a person by what is written, I am the Lord who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity, meaning that even though a person is still in the authority of self-love, still an illumination comes to him from above, called an awakening from above. At that time, he must awaken the state of descent that he had by himself and think what was the reason he received that descent and what he must correct so as not to come into a descent once more. A person must believe that the fact that he suffered a descent is because he was thrown from above. This is why he fell into such lowliness. At that time, he can work on himself to correct corrections so he does not fall again, since he must believe that the descent is a correction for him.
Shilot.
Questions?
Ken?
Yes.
What does it mean to awaken the state of descent?
When I'm in the state of ascent, the ascent is not that I have a good mood, but that I have some proximity to the Creator, greatness of the Creator in my eyes. That's called proximity. We can never get close to the Creator. We never get closer. The Creator never becomes revealed. What becomes revealed is His rule. So, in a state where I feel the rule of the Creator in all reality, in that state, I inspect the previous descent.
Usually we learn not to engage in those states of descent.
I engage in the state of descent in order to build the ascent. So the descent for the sake of ascent is actually an ascent itself. I want to take from it the deficiency for the greatness of the Creator. And that's why I use it. So it's not that I descend to that state. When I want to awaken the descent, I want to awaken the lack of greatness of the Creator that I had. It's a different thing. The descent is it's a complex. It's a whole of many data. And I take from it what I'm truly lacking. Now, in the ascent, I realize that I lack the greatness of the Creator, and where will I find it? Only during the descent. And then I understand the Creator designed that previous state deliberately for me in order to take that lack from there. This is called that He creates day and night, darkness and light. He created it. The night is a creation in itself. It's deliberate.
So if I'm in an ascent, I feel the confidence. I look back, I see what happened, came because I didn't have greatness of the Creator.
Yes.
And what do I take from that? Something to work for right now? I say that first I didn't have greatness of the Creator, and now I have to increase the greatness of the Creator so it won't happen again.
Not that so that it won't happen again. I'm not thinking about ahead of time. I'm thinking about what I can now add to my state, a lack for the greatness of the Creator. And then I truly add, only this action can be registered in my account as something I've done. The Creator prepared both the ascent and the descent. And in joining the descent to the ascent, meaning the lack of greatness of the Creator in the state of ascent so that I can ask for greatness of the Creator, that's what I do. And that's my action. There's nothing else for me to do. All the rest is done from above.
So this addition, each one adds what he can?
Yeah. That's me on my own and me with the group, and there are several layers to it. Yes.
What's the definition of a descent and what's the definition of an ascent?
We spoke about this a lot. The lack of greatness of the Creator, deficiency in greatness of the Creator, and greatness of the Creator. That's the gap between ascent and descent. But that's not in me. That's just as if how it is outside of me. Now, the more I identify that I have lack of greatness, that's the descent.
The lack of ability to relate everything to the Creator?
No, don't add words. The lack or deficiency of greatness of the Creator. There is no God in me, in my midst. That's what I feel. That's called a descent. Meaning, if I'm just in some beastliness, That's not a descent. It's not a descent. Descent means that I lose the appreciation of the Creator in my life. That the Creator is unimportant to me. That's called a descent. One scale is the upper force important or not important to me. That's it. It's like you have a thermometer. It goes up or down. Only that given. That's it. It doesn't matter what you feel, what you have, this or there. Or that's it. Only that.
So we're speaking about a thought, about the mind. Can we have an example of what the greatness of the Creator is? Because it's like a concept.
Greatness of the Creator means that I appreciate His presence in my life more than my life.
Ken.
Yes.
Go
into this bit by bit, emotionally and then intellectually, and then monitor, then try to establish that state, each and every one. Later we'll move on to the 10.
It says in the excerpt that during the descent he can see that all the building of the ascent was built on the will to receive. What does that mean?
It depends on how a person calculates ups and downs. No one can say if a person is in ascent or descent. Rather, he himself, with regards to what data is he now up or down, that determines it. Let's say that I am now in high spirits, I slept well, I ate well, I woke up with a great high spirit, I have an ascent. Yes or no?
No.
So we're saying it doesn't matter what states you're in with regards to all kinds of other discernments. It's like when you get a blood test, and there you have 100, they say up to 500 parameters or indicators in your blood. So only one thing is important with regards to our state. It's only the appreciation of the Creator, the importance of the Creator in my life. That's it. Towards that, we measure everything. Meaning from the world, from everything that happens, from all the thoughts and forces that influence me, thousands of such things wandering in my mind and heart. I'm only taking one thing. Greatness of the Creator, that there is none else besides Him, good that does good, a special force. He is the only one that works, the only one that controls. To the extent that I cling to Him, appreciate Him as the single source of everything. I can't measure Him towards Himself or something, but with respect to my life, to what's important to me. That's it.
I don't understand what the building of this ascent was built on the wall to receive for Himself. So the state He has greatness in the past. Now in the descent, I understand it was built on the wall to receive.
It doesn't matter to me what the ups and downs are built upon. What matters to me is whether now, when I feel myself in somewhat of an awakening and in spiritual importance, can I raise the greatness, the importance of the Creator in my eyes, that He's most important more than anything?
Ken.
Yes.
I wanted to ask, we had an experience on Thursday, we had a 10 meeting, we attained a measure of the greatness and importance of the Creator, and from your guidance that day of adding the descent in, we said, how could we add the descent to this state of the ascent of now?
Yes.
And we took an example of coming to the preparation on time for the lesson. Today there was a result, it was better. So how can we take this state and really perform this action you're speaking about for 3 days already? Is it close in someone? Does it touch it?
It's good if it influences that. Maybe that's the indication for the importance of the study, the group. Maybe also the importance of the Creator in your eyes. I don't know. It depends on what you agreed on. It doesn't exactly indicate greatness of the Creator.
I'm searching for some kind of indication that I know we succeeded as a 10 to add the descent into the ascent.
You can do it with everything as a group. How you come together a few times a day, how you support each other, how you really try to awaken each and every one to the greatness of the Creator. How the deficiency for the greatness of the Creator becomes that deficiency that you are always in. Always. That the elderly person always goes crouching. Always walks that way. Always searching. If he stops searching, he immediately falls outside of the process. In order to advance to the goal of creation, we have to always search for how to see the greatness of the Creator, the uniqueness of the Creator between us. That has to be a constant, a permanent state. Do some exercises, some games in the tens, that where you don't leave the search. All the ten is like one old man that is searching. Are there any discernments left where in which there is greatness of the Creator to add? And how do you know or not when something awakens in his mind besides greatness of the Creator? If something awakens that he's concerned about, because that means he thinks about something, even in a neutral manner. It means that in that state, in these thoughts and desires, the Creator is not the upper, is not the one who determines everything. Okay? Okay, no question, we'll let you ask, yeah.
It says that every descent is a trial to see if a person can endure it. So Aaron from Baltimore is asking, what does it mean, a trial?
Can he turn the descent to ascent? So don't wait for the ascent to happen to you from above, and then you will look for where you lack the greatness of the Creator, but rather the group. You work with the group. So, therefore, with the Creator and the group, the person is not just hanging by the wind so that he can be just blown in any direction, but and then he can only get the lack of greatness of the Creator from the bad states to the better states. Rather, He needs to join with the group and reach a state where he's always in action, constantly. If he's working in the 10, he shouldn't feel that he has any helplessness or that he can't do anything, because there's always him and the group, the creator, the lack of connection between them, or there is connection between them. Meaning he can always measure and test and make certain actions. There's no state of disconnection, of nothing. It all depends on the person. The person shouldn't have, in his work with the group and in the importance of the Creator and the ascent and descent, there can't be a state where he is neutralized from working, from making actions. There's always. Yes. Moti. Haven't heard you for 3 days already.
Thinking inside. Yesterday we heard in the morning and afternoon lessons that friends are thinking of friends, thinking of the ten, and not about the Creator at all. Maybe we can start inventing all kinds of techniques how to do it, instead of like thinking of friends in general, to just think of the Creator, that it's better to think of the Creator, that He includes the connection between us and everything. I don't know, but to invent like a technique that...
But why can't this whole thing be connected? Me as part of the Kli, and this Kli is in contact with the Creator. There's really nothing besides Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. All those three things need to be together.
How do we create this pattern that everything is one?
And they are as one. If I arrange myself in inclination towards the group, to find the Creator in the group and increase my connection with the group, and by that I increase my connection with the Creator, because the Creator lies there inside the group. So it turns out that in the descent I naturally separate from the group, and I am therefore also separate from the Creator, and I don't need the connection with the group or the Creator, meaning the lack of importance of the group and lack of importance of the Creator. And in the ascent, the other way around. Both the group is important and the Creator is. Now the question. Is there a connotation? Let's just say a connection. Is there a connection between the greatness of the group and the greatness of the Creator, the lack of importance of the group and lack of importance of the Creator? What is more important to me, group or the Creator, in terms of the greatness, the deficiency for it? What's easier for me to work with, the group and then the Creator, or the Creator and because of Him, the group? So here I have work to do, but I'm always in between these three, me, the group, and the Creator.
I'm speaking about friends that have a difficulty. I'm not talking to the Creator, I'm not relating anything to the Creator, only to the friends. How can we help? I see that there are a lot of people that have a difficulty. How can we create like a technique that to put it into like a thought pattern, that it'll be there, like a form?
That demands the light that reforms. We can't really assist a friend so much if he still has difficulty. And until just a short time ago, it was very difficult for us to talk about what the Creator is, who is He, where He's found. Now we're talking about the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the Creator. From now on, maybe we'll start talking more about the connection between the group and the Creator, how through yearning for towards the group, I yearn towards the Creator, how the group and the Creator begin to feel as one, like the Kli and the light in it. That takes time.
So the light has to do that?
Yes, but based on our efforts. It'll come. It'll come. It's a very beautiful question and advanced. Meaning that we nevertheless must put together all these three components and always see who's first, who's in the middle, and who's last. Me, the group, Creator. The Creator, group, me, and etc. And through these various possibilities of combination, we have to see what's more important and what's less. Like he writes, that a person should see whether Israel, the light, and the Creator are equally on his aim, in his yearning. He writes in that article 17, letter 17 of Baal HaSulam. So in the meantime, it's not equal. Okay, so I can't say what equal means, but we're starting to get into that formation called the first degree. This is something really great. We have to appreciate it. We'll get into it. We will. Yes, Bill.
When I'm in an ascent, how to work with the descent or to awaken it.
Say it again.
When I am in an ascent, how can I work with the descent or awaken it?
Nice. You don't come out of the ascent. This is the issue here, that a person should always strengthen himself in the ascent, in the current acknowledgement of the Creator. That's called ascent. And besides that, he wants to look for how to add to it. Like the old man that searches, what did he lose? And so he's looking and searching, where can it be? Now, it could be personally for him, it could be between him and the friends, it could be between everyone and the Creator, in previous times and at present. He needs to search, but he's searching only for one thing. How do I find additional lack for the greatness of the Creator? To the point that he fills up my horizons completely. You understand? He just fills it up. Everything for me.
When you're making that search, what is it exactly that you do?
I first grab hold of myself in the desired state, that I wish the Creator will be the greatest in my eyes, that He fulfills my whole world, that there is nothing besides Him, that He determines everything, my thoughts, actions, desires, everything He determines. He fills me up with his rule. Now, as a result, I have a certain impression of his greatness. Now the question is, how can I add some more deficiency to this, so that I want him to be in greater control? Where do I take these vessels? Usually, we take it from the friends. That's where all the vessels are. How should we measure ascent and descent according to the kli, not according to impression from the greatness of the Creator, but according to the kli, where we need to find either lack of greatness of the Creator or greatness of the Creator? It's the connection between us. What needs to fill the connection between us? Greatness of the Creator. This is called the upper light. Greatness and importance of the host. Accordingly, I give to him, I receive from him, I have intentions towards him, etc., like the Baal Sulam's example of the host and the guest. But what fulfills us from the Creator is his greatness. Are you finding excerpts?
Yeah.
So, I have the 10, along with the 10, according to the importance of the friends in my eyes, I seek the greatness of the Creator in my eyes. It's impossible that importance and greatness of the Creator will be greater than that of the friends. That's for sure. If you have more, these are examples the Creator has given you. But you're not going to come to this in practice. Not when you have an awakening from above, but you won't be able to practically achieve yearning or connecting or revealing His greatness, His importance, unless through those relationships with the friends. And the friends will be the kli where you attain what you think about towards the Creator. Greatness and importance and eternity, wholeness, all of that. That's exactly where it happens, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. In the meantime, this is still kind of mixed up together. We think we can't talk about it clearly, but it will settle. It will settle. This week we should get on top of this.
So when you're just making sure I understood you. So when you're in an ascent and you're looking back at the descents that you came from, are you stepping back into the emotions felt during that descent to bring a new descent to you so you can take that deficiency and get it corrected?
No, I'm only looking for this diagnosis, the lack of importance of the Creator. I'm not looking to feel all the components of the descent, what I was afraid of, or this or that. All those details are not important to me. What's important to me is just one detail, the lack of importance of the Creator, and that was the essence of my descent. That's why I was afraid of all kinds of foreign factors, human sources, corporeal sources, because the Creator was not important to me. Once the Creator became important to me, all those things vanish from the horizon. And they're gone, all those alien forces. But now I want to awaken not those forces in practice, in action, but just what I'm lacking right now. You need to start working on it, and then you'll feel that you're only searching for the greatness of the Creator, the lack for the greatness of the Creator, meaning the sorrow that I didn't have greatness of the Creator. If I had the greatness of the Creator, I wouldn't find myself in bad states. But it's not because of the bad states that I'm looking for the greatness of the Creator. Just that deficiency. How can I raise that deficiency to the present state? To a request that now I can pray for and raise as man. Okay? We'll continue.
Number 9 from Rabash. When does one learn and profit from the descent? Certainly not during the descent, for then he is dead. However, afterward, when the Creator revives him, meaning gives him an ascent, this is the time to learn what happened to him during the descent, meaning in what lowliness he was, and what he craved and what he expected, that if he were to have it, he would feel like a complete human being. At that time he sees that his entire life of being in a descent was nothing short of the life of an animal. Let us take, for example, when trash is thrown in the garbage, to what state he can reach only the Creator took him out of this lowliness. Now is the time to see the greatness of the Creator, that he took a person from the low state where he can dwell and remain there in the Sidra Acha forever. Only the Creator took him out of there. And we see that a person needs to read during the ascent everything that is written during the descent. And from this reading, he will know how to ask the Creator for his soul, so he will not throw him once again into the trash. Also, he will know how to thank the Creator for raising him from the bottomless pit. As it said, a king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation. Meaning that by the descents and the ascents, from this the salvation comes.
Again.
When does one learn from the prophet of the descent? Certainly not during the descent, for then he is dead. However, afterwards, when the Creator revives him, meaning gives him an ascent, this is the time to learn what happened to him during the descent, meaning in what lowliness he was, meaning the lowliness he was in and what he craved and what he expected. That is, if he would feel like a complete human being. At that time he sees that his entire life of being in a descent was nothing short of the life of an animal. We find a great benefit from that descent, that he sees his own lowliness, to what state he might come, and only the Creator has brought him out of this lowliness. This is the time to see the greatness of the Creator, that he can bring a person out of the miry clay, where he could drown and remain forever in the hands of the Sidra Acha, and only the Creator has brought him out of there. Accordingly, we see that during the ascent, a person should read everything that is written about the time of a descent. From this reading, he will know how to ask the Creator for his soul, so he will not throw him once again into the trash. Also, he will know how to thank the Creator for raising him from the bottomless pit. It was said, a king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation, meaning by the descents and the ascents, from this salvation grows.
Questions? Yes.
For a few excerpts, he says that a person should try that there won't be another descent.
Yes, a person should try not to have a descent, but to always have more ascents. Because to begin with, like the old man example, he goes to search for deficiencies, for the greatness of the Creator, and by that he rises each time.
So then it's like an action.
It's not that he's afraid of the descent, because if it's a descent in its true form, it means that he doesn't appreciate the Creator enough, and he doesn't want that.
It doesn't come from the Creator's in order, ascent, descent. A person can really control it and prevent it, that there will be no descents?
Yes, it comes from the Creator, but the person receives the ability to control it.
And once he was successful in adding the descent to the ascent, is that ascent end right away? Because he has no need anymore.
Right, and then you have another opportunity and another opportunity to add more and more and more deficiencies for the greatness of the Creator, and thus rise. And then what you awaken as the deficiency for the greatness of the Creator is called left, and what you receive as correction for it is called right. And then there's also the middle line.
You can really control it because the descent comes from above. A person descends. Can you really prevent a descent?
Yeah, but now you're talking about as if you really want to prevent the descent. But people who are yearning for the work, they don't care about ups or downs in the sense that you're asking. What they care about is just being in attaining the greatness of the Creator, the increasing rule of the Creator.
I'm trying to ask, it sounds like there's a great benefit from the descents.
Of course.
So why should he try and ask the Creator to not send descents according to this?
No, that's not how he prays.
It was now in the excerpt.
No, he wants to discover the descent, which is the lack of greatness of the Creator in his eyes. This is what he calls a descent.
Ken?
Yes.
No. Ken?
Yes.
He writes that during the ascent, we need to write about what's written about descents. So what's written about descents?
That the Creator is unimportant, that all kinds of other factors are important except the Creator, and now they appear, and I'm willing to serve them. That's the descent. There's nothing more. We just have to magnify this analysis more and more and see the whole of life through that. The importance of the Creator in every action, in everything that happens, His importance. And then you'll come closer to His revelation, to perceiving Him, to connecting with Him. This is what's called, you shall have no foreign gods. Yes, Alex.
Like Yosef asked at the end of the previous excerpt, he wrote, that's why he fell to such lowliness, then he can work on himself and make corrections that won't fall again. Because he needs to believe that the descent is a correction. So he makes a separation between a fall and a descent.
The descent and fall, yeah, of course. Descent is monitored, and the fall is sudden, and not with a mutual desire of man and the Creator. When man now descends, so to speak, to monitor, to inspect, like an old man, to inspect his states, whether there are more deficiencies, where there is no greatness of the Creator, he does it with the Creator, he does it with the upper light. He looks at it through his flashlight. However, if it's an actual fall, then there's no flashlight and there's nothing. There's no partnership with the Creator. And so he doesn't find deficiencies for the greatness of the Creator. He's just plainly finds that he lacks things, that he feels bad. What does he lack? All kinds of things in life, not the greatness of the Creator. That's understood, yeah?
No.
Yes.
If the state is the greatness of the Creator, that His greatness and His good and His love fills all of horizon, like you told Bill. So how is searching, when a person is in a tendency, not when he's in a peak of a center of descent, as we are most of the time. So if I want to reach the state of the peak of greatness of the Creator, that's the goal, to seal everything that He fills the horizon, right? So what will it help me to start looking downward and search for places where I don't see the greatness? Rav, do you feel you're full or empty?
Empty.
Okay, good. So pray. If you're empty from the greatness of the Creator.
I feel like I'm not exactly empty and I'm not exactly full. I'm in an effort, which is already good. I'm making an effort to reach greatness of the Creator. How do I continue? Then what's this advice of looking towards the looking down?
That's not called an ascend yet. It's still not an ascent. You're an ascending, but you didn't ascend yet. You didn't attain the greatness of the Creator for now, for the state you're in.
So this old man who's going and searching only when he
acquired wisdom. That's why he's searching.
So until I'm in the peak of the ascent, I'm not going into that state of the old man that we're searching, studying about for 3 days.
Right, but we need to cause it that will have an ascent, a complete ascent, but by attaining the ascent, meaning we need to understand what we're talking about, what state this is. In my eyes, the Creator fills everything. I gave a depiction yesterday that I care about nothing but Him. I'm willing that my whole life, everything I have, it will all just will be a zero compared to the Creator. I want it to be like that. Meaning, for now, I've reached devotion. That's called devotion. I've reached that. What next? In such a state, if a person reaches such a state and doesn't continue forcefully to bring his own deficiency, so then it's clear what happens. He falls. Like in a roller coaster. Just like that. Right away. That's it. So you understand what state we're speaking about? That you reach fulfillment. And the sign is that a person is willing for everything just to keep that. Okay, maybe we'll go to the preface, right? What do you think? Or we'll remain in this. Who wants preface? Oh, nice. And who wants to continue? Also, well, not enough. Okay, so Kiev.
Lo shomim, ken?
Can hear you.
Не слышим, Влад. Не слышим.
Влад, we can't hear you.
No. Ну, проверьте, что там делается. Москва.
Moscow.
Москва. Lo shomim.
Can't hear either. So probably the problem is here. What's going on? I don't know. Okay, we're guilty. For now, where is Miron? Something? None?
Kiev.
And now, Kiev. Hello, dear Rav. So first of all, I want to thank you that we're really going through amazing stages right now. Everything you're saying, it's all on us. So the question is, you see, learn how a person speaks. Yes, sorry. Go. So when we rise from some kind of complication, helplessness, we rise to the state of an ascent. And afterwards, it was clear to me that me and all my actions, also my attitude towards the group, I can awaken that intensivity when I was in a descent. I really don't know what to do in order for to build a deficiency independently. Maybe you have an advice. Rav, here the main thing is not to be confused between deficiencies. That a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator, that is what we're searching for upon all other deficiencies. That's why here scrutiny, confusion, a person finds himself that again the evil inclination works in a very sharp manner. It's a greatness of the Creator, importance of the Creator? No. Are the rest of the things that are great and important? Please, whatever you want. And here it's an inner effort a person has to make to constantly be in a state that he's prepared and ready. The greatness of the Creator, constantly to be concerned about that greatness of the Creator, and to try and locate that state in his feeling and mind. In efforts, and every time, more and more, raising man is that he's making works for the correction and is really in a direct way connecting him to the revelation of the Creator in the future. We'll speak about it afterwards, what the revelation means, how it happens, why, for what. Does it disturb or does it help, and so on. Is it another obstacle? We'll see. But actually, as we were saying, and Moscow. Well,
good morning. In every state, ascent or descent, they're different in quality and in intensity. Can we maybe at least mention two aspects of it? One, when you go through a descent, as you're keeping to the framework of the group and coming to the lessons. And the second state is when you go thrown out of that dynamic and you start losing lessons and missing lessons and duties, etc. How to work with friends who started losing this connection? How can the 10 work with them? We read about man's work with the Creator. What is the work of the 10 with such friends? Maybe there's different approaches to that.
I don't think there's two kinds of approach. I think that we should use whatever we have. That's why it's called this world, and all the means we have in this world, and we need to use them, and in some way wrap the friend in our concern towards him, in an invitation from us to all kinds of states, or that he'll feel convenient and good, maybe through his family or every kind of opportunity, but it's all of the work of the group. If a person descends, that he disconnects, so what are you now going to tell him? He's lacking the greatness of the Creator. He won't even listen. It'll distance him even more. You need to come close to him as much as you can. Coming close means that you descend to his degree, to everything he cares about, and there you try to get into whatever interests him to what we need to be interested in, but to get into his state. Try. Start by, what does he want? He wants to advance in something, I don't know, in life. Tell him you understand that he wants to help him a bit, support him a bit. The main thing is that you'll have a connection with him. And then gradually, through that connection, you pull him back out of that prison, from the pit he is in. That's work we all understand. Okay, Moscow.
Another question. In the first excerpt, if we can get back to it, how the faith in the descent being given from above, and now the descent gives me an opportunity to make corrections. What exactly are the corrections?
There's only one correction. We talked about it. The greatness of the Creator in our eyes, no more. And the greatness of the Creator in our eyes can be measured only towards disturbances. That I feel the greatness of the Creator, upon which disturbance can I overcome, and which one I can't overcome. And it remains before me as a problem. And the greatness of the Creator can't help me. This disturbance is there before me and concerns me. That is called that still the greatness of the Creator in my eyes is enough. But through that I see that I'm lacking the greatness of the Creator. I'm lacking it because the disturbance is there before me and I can't hide it. Well, even if I say, yeah, the Creator has to be great, none else besides Him good that does good, nothing helps. So there's a place to pray. And here, this is the prayer. It's a good place. that is revealed. Okay, and what, Chaim?
Rav, just to be certain that I understood your last words, any thought that I have besides greatness of the Creator is a disturbance that I need to overcome?
It's a disturbance that shows you that you're lacking the greatness of the Creator. And then you have a place to pray that the greatness of the Creator will come and cover that disturbance, that the disturbance won't be before you as something that stands there as a disturbance or a confusion. Doesn't matter what can be positive or negative. Positive if it draws you, it doesn't threaten you, but also in such a way can be worse because it can disconnect you from the greatness of the Creator, or that it threatens you, and that's better. The Creator that brings all kinds of suffering, threats, it's good. By this, we right away straighten up and we're ready. But if he brings all kinds of pleasures, so by that, he disconnects us. By this, we're weak in that, meaning there's a double disturbance. If it's a disturbance in a form that I feel fears and anxieties, that's a regular disturbance and it's good. But if it's a disturbance that pulls me to it, because the bad kind pushes me away, it distances me from it, and a pleasant one draws me in, that's a worse disturbance. It's the Eshet Zanunim and all kinds of depictions.
Thought of the greatness of the Creator, does it become a feeling as well, or it stays a thought, meaning it fills your mind, or it fills also
all of the degree? The greatness of the Creator seems as a light that fills everything. Okay, Cohen, what?
Pam, toda. Pam, ani shemati shegadlut bore.
Once I heard that the greatness of the Creator is to want to do good to the friends. What's the benefit of the friends?
The whole matter of the friends is to determine greatness of the Creator in all of reality, and that the greatness will cover everyone. Everyone will feel it. All those, everyone, will be revealed as parts of me, my parts that are standing inside me. I don't know exactly on which level and perception you're speaking about.
No, in English. Yeah, Ken, I'm thinking of exactly how to give my friends the interest to benefit others. When I myself am trying to figure out what is the benefit of others.
Only greatness of the Creator along with me will discover it in the 10, that according to this greatness we can reveal Him, that He is between us, because the greatness of the Creator that we are developing is the vessel for His revelation.
Greatness of the Creator is something very lofty.
I can't put my finger on it. I can't just taste it in the air. It's not something. It's not exactly a target. Although, of course, it is. But I once heard from you that the greatness of the Creator is the same as interest in the benefit of others. That's something that I can grab hold of or work towards. But how do I know what is the benefit of others? If the benefit of others is just the benefit of others, it's like then I'm just chasing my tail.
The benefit of others is to explain to them that in the connection between them, they can attain the Creator.
I just want to explain this to my friends. They seem to know this far better than I.
Doesn't matter. You add something of yourself. You give them an example. You're not in Gemara Tikkun. You have a lot to add. So, that's it. Man will help his friend. Where are we? Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Right? We will go to the